Welcome to Toy Business Unboxed, your gateway to the secrets of the toy industry. Here, Jason Shea, a toy entrepreneur and expert in the field.
Every product we develop is really inspired by some of the real life experience that we have with our son.
60% of all toys last year were sold on Amazon, which is incredible.
Be passionate about it because it's a road, it's a journey.
Like when you have an idea that you think is like gonna somewhat like change the world, make things better, I'd say go for it.
We'll guide you through the enchanting world of toy design, marketing, and manufacturing. Now let the unboxing begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Toy Business Unboxed. Today, we're joined by Barnes, entrepreneur, parent, and the creator of Hand Model. His journey began with challenges that many of the parents face nowadays. A young child glued to the screen, losing interest in hands-on learning. And that concern sparked him to create and start his own mission, eventually and also turn into a product designed to re-engage kids with creative, educational, and screen-free play. Thank you so much for joining our podcast today, Barnes.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
Can you first start off by sharing with our audience a little bit about your journey and what inspired you to create the company that you currently operate today?
Sure. Yeah. Actually, my mission with our products is very personal. I started on computers way back, even before Apple II computers. I'm in my 50s now, and I bought a computer when I was about age 10. And I had been using electronic devices very consistently. I became a high-tech executive at a major silicon manufacturer. So when your computer goes to sleep, I pioneered a lot of these technologies. And I developed what's called dry eye disease about 4 years ago. That turned into major cornea disease. And it's all related to the use of electronic devices. Essentially, when you stare at electronics, your blink rate slow down. Your blink rate is what stimulates the oil glands. Once those dry out, then, you know, it's a very painful proposition. I retired actually medically disabled, and I'm in continuous care with doctors and specialists doing better. But along the way, my son, who's now 20, we gave him an iPad when he was age 4, and this turned into a very serious addiction. And he's doing well in college now, but his outlet is gaming, and he's up very late doing it. And so I decided, basically also because I had to make a career change, I could no longer spend 8, 10, 12 hours a day staring at computers, doing online meetings and email. I invented a product called the Hand Moto Dry Erase Learning Board.
What was the moment that made you realize that you have to change, like you want to create something that can help with the learning experience, not just for your son, but also for other kids?
It really came to me. To be honest with you, I spent the better part of a year inside, indoors with my eyes closed. And you do a lot of spiritual deep thinking when you believe this to be your life. Fortunately, I did improve, but it just resonated with me to come up with something that would have the appeal, the engagement factor of electronics in similar form factor to an electronic tablet, but yet one that isn't harmful. And that's how this product was developed. It's patented and it's my pride and joy. It's been very well received. I'm sure we'll talk further about that.
Yeah, since we're talking about the product design itself, I think you have actually a product yourself.
Yeah, so this is our flagship product. We got a little glare. Mm-hmm. It's called the Hand Moto Dry Erase Learning Board. And this particular one comes with the board itself, two erasers. These are real felt, and 8 markers, which are all child safety tested, lab approved. So we have oversized caps, prevent swallowing, non-toxic inks, and so forth. When you open it up, you'll see everything fits inside. 4 pens fit inside. 1 eraser fits inside. Up to 6 more pens store in the bottom. And it comes with a multitude of activity sheets. So the child simply places the exercise they want to do on top, places the cover back on. It's really easy. There's finger holes to open it up. And now it's a dry erase surface. So the child can do this exercise until they master it, at which point you open it up and you put a new piece of content in there. So the mega pack that I just showed you has subjects spanning coloring, puzzles, math, and spelling. And then below that SKU, we've got individual SKUs in those 4 subjects. And then we back all of this with a large number of 30-page what we call hand moto activity packs that have gift thing. We have the base subjects, additional content, as well as things like cursive, geography, spelling, and science and so forth. And languages like Spanish. We have Spanish to English and Spanish to Spanish activity packs as well.
I see. What happened some of the feedback that you got from the parents and the teachers?
Feedback has been remarkably positive. We were overflowing with good reviews. As I've started the wholesale journey quite recently, one of the metrics was everyone asked for a return rate, and we've literally had no returns across thousands of sales, which is quite remarkable. You get repeat orders, and often someone will buy, for example, the spelling hand moto, and then they'll come back and download some of our activity packs. I'd like to add one of our most popular activity packs is, it's going to be hard to show here, is cursive.
Oh, okay, cursive.
Yeah, and it's progressive. So we start with tracing lines to get your hand motor coordination, and then they trace letters and freeform letters. And then we go follow the same methodology into words.
There we go.
And then finally, sentences. And then finally, freehand. So the child is on their own to write paragraphs in cursive. Oh. So this is my point of showing that it's a very progressive lesson plan that benefits greatly from the ability to repeat. If you buy a workbook, you use it once or you erase, but you still see your prior answers. This is a very clean start over. A key part of all this is we often hear, my child will need help to do that. And yes, we encourage bringing back what we call family time with this product, where you spend time with your child, which has been shown, of course, to greatly benefit children to have parents participating in a fun learning exercises. On top of all this, we have children that friends of mine that have used the product extensively that have been part of our photography and such, and it holds their attention for years, actually. And we've been told this is their favorite toy, and they love that you can keep adding on. And what we like to say with our activity packs is hand moto grows with your child.
Is there any particular story or moment that have really stuck with you since you launched
the product? Yeah, actually, we were at the Portland Holiday Expo last year, where people come in looking for gifts, and we had a booth there. My wife always sets up a small children's play table. It's always full, and kids playing with the product. And then we had one kid more or less play all day, because his parents also had a booth. We later find out this child had quite severe ADHD, and the parents had never seen their son that engaged with anything more than a few minutes, let alone hours. We ended up giving free product to the child. We had a second instance of ADHD as well, same sort of response from the mother, "What do you have?" And so I think we've really tapped into something that fills a need. And it's, for many aspects, it's better than electronics. Number one, you're holding an actual pen and learning dexterity and how to write. But often most tablet experiences for the very young children are unidirectional, meaning they're just staring and stuff is coming at them. They are not interacting. And that's the fundamental difference. In addition to not staring at electronics, which is harmful, it's a developmental process, a bidirectional process.
For sure. Just like you mentioned, it really helps kids to stay engaged without using the screen. And you mentioned about a few different subject lines you also cover. So there's math, the Spanish, other subjects.
We actually have 16 activity packs and growing. So we have 4 base subjects, math, puzzles, coloring, and spelling. We have 2 32-page activity pack add-ons for that. So you just huge amount of content. And now we have 12 additional subjects. We even have an adult memory pack, which when we hear feedback, we action it. So we heard that would fill a need for folks dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's. And we've been selling that. We've got cursive, calligraphy, spelling, geography, Spanish, as I mentioned, and the list keeps growing, especially based on feedback. For example, hey, can you have multiplication and division? We're working on that now.
We're
going to be doing other languages, especially languages like Chinese and Japanese, where you have extra characters. This is a good form factor for that. And if you think about one simple example, puzzles like mazes, you do it, you make a wrong turn, you can't erase very well on paper. Ours is quite simple, so you don't have to start over. You can back up a little bit. Obviously, these things take time. We have some educational experts, but I'm really hands-on with the content. development. And I found a whole other creative side to me outside of high tech with all of this. So I love the product development aspects. Yeah.
Based on your experience, what do you think are some of the biggest risks with like screen addiction?
I think we're headed for an epidemic. So as I developed my disease, and I got a really severe case of it, and the treatments are like torture exercises, needles around my eyes and electrical stuff. You don't want to hear about it. But I'm very concerned. If you think about, I started age 10 and children are starting age 3 or 4. And by age 49, 50, I was in basically eye failure. I know many people suffering with this disease. And again, this isn't the generation that had these electronics at a very early age. In addition to this, it's been shown, and we have numerous blogs on our website, that there's a behavioral aspect to electronics in children. Try and take it away or try and limit our, you'll see extreme frustration and anger when you attempt to do that, depending on the state of addiction. There's also skeletal developmental issues where heads move forward over time because they're immersed, hunched over a computer. Those affect, that's happening while the body's developing. And you can see skeletal changes, eye conditions, of course, not just what I've experienced, but also near-term vision loss and other effects of that. Personally, I think, like I said, I think this is going to become an epidemic and we need to address it head on. And whether you use my products or someone else's, I would encourage parents to take this seriously and do your homework and decide, potentially hold the line. I know a lot of families just say no electronics until they're teenage also. I think there's some benefit to something, but the electronics, the screens are very detriment.
Yeah, and it's also going to be some negative effect on the sleep as well, with the blue light.
They don't want to go to bed. If they're, for the most part, the kids stay up late gaming, and that's the thing. And yeah, COVID didn't help this because everyone was in high school during COVID, and there wasn't any other social outlet, and they're connected online with friends.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I want to switch focus and talk a little bit about the marketing aspect of the business, because I know your product is very unique and different than what is being offered on the marketplace. So we might also share some of the marketing experience you have of what had been working for you and what has been maybe not working as much.
To be honest, not much has worked well for my product. I think mainly because it's just a different category of device. And when we first marketed it on Amazon, we were getting compared against coloring books and activity books. We're not that. And then selling online, especially through social media, also didn't work out too well because honestly, you're marketing a non-electronic solution to potentially a parent that's heavily immersed on social media and potentially doesn't believe there is an issue. Or we hear the other point of view is that I want my child immersed in electronics so they're better in high tech, which is a fine answer. And that's what I started doing when I had a computer was programming. But for the most part, that's not what children are getting addicted to. So it's like more passive things, the one-way things, or at most the gaming, which you could argue there's some hand-eye coordination benefits there. I've struggled, to be honest with you, to find channels that work for us. We did a pretty extensive array of local advertising, billboards, TV, targeted demographic TV ads, and also radio. And sadly, these campaigns were not profitable for us. So we've gone all in on wholesale starting this year, did a multitude of shows. Of course, that's where we met. It's very promising. We had just tremendous positive feedback. So we're working on getting into physical retail here, getting pretty close on some opportunities. And we took some feedback actually along the way, like our cover pages weren't standalone, meaning we sold online, we have animation videos and everything. And then the cover page didn't clearly articulate what are the benefits and what do you get and a click-through link to get to an animation. So if we're hanging in a store that can learn what it is. And so we've made those changes in real time. And I firmly believe just simply by the fact that when we're in a physical setting and our products are hanging, children gravitate. I believe with these changes and the physical benefits of being in a store, I think we're going to turn a corner. But this has been a very challenging business to launch. I never expected that. You think once the product's kind of proven and people love it, that it'll be easy, and it's not been at all.
How about school? I think it sounds a product like yourself should work.
School's very challenging. So if you sell into public schools, basically every child in the district would need to get one. And even obviously we're prepared to offer deep discounts in such a situation, but still everyone knows how public school districts' budgets are. And this is a huge challenge. In addition, the content we put inside is not officially accredited. We're not working with an official publishing house. We develop it in-house. Of course, we're willing to do, but we did hear some promising feedback as part of the shows, which was the form factor, the physical encapsulation properties of our product. Would we be willing to sell it without content with for a discount or without even pens and eraser? Of course, the answer is yes. We can get the costs way down in volume. And that would then entail like a school teacher to develop their own content, which we believe is very viable. And so we've had been in some discussions on that. I think that's a potential possibility to cross over. We have given to preschools where it's been in a partner donation where we sold the cost and people donated. It was extremely well received. But same situation, the whole class had the. In that case, we were able to give it to just a classroom versus the whole district to try it. And it was extremely well received in those cases as well.
We also have tried to market the school with our own toy brand since we designed product for kids with special needs. But just like you say, it's not an easy channel to navigate with not a lot of bureaucracy. And it depends on the school, especially here in the U.S. Sometimes the teacher made a decision. Sometimes the principal made a decision. Sometimes it's like some other people sitting somewhere in the back in the office that make the purchasing decision. So it's also really hard to find out and stick to the right decision maker that's making the final purchasing decision for either for the classroom, for the school, or even for the school district. So it's definitely a different type of selling environment. But I'm glad to hear the wholesale sounds like you're getting some traction on the wholesale. And as you see into the future, what are some of your long-term plans for Hand Model as a brand?
We're always looking to augment our products. We had some discussions with along the way about making a lower cost, perhaps even smaller form factor, like a 5x7, something that could even get the cost, the price to entry even lower than we currently have it. So that's something we've actually mocked up. We want to definitely, just as I already mentioned, keep going with the activity content packs. We think this is a key element to our products. We recently refreshing all of our base products to move from 10 pages of black and white content to 15 of color. And then if you step up on mega packets, double everything, 30 pages and 4 more pens and a second eraser. Working on our SKU stack. And then obviously just hopefully continue to spread the word and get into some retail environments that we align with in our principles and our product attributes.
Marcy, thank you so much for sharing that. Wrapping up today's interview, if you have to share just one piece of advice with someone that's also getting started within the toys and game industry, what would that be?
Oh my gosh. You can say a million things. I don't know quite where to start. Yeah, I as a new entrepreneur, because I work corporate, I never did anything like this, especially this whole segment of product development. I thought once you had a product that you knew was good. And by the way, for a year and a half, I wasn't sure we had a good product. It took a lot of sales and feedback for me to feel assured that, hey, this is a good idea. This does have appeal. It does have holding power with attention of children and so forth. I just struggled to find a profitable channel to sell direct to consumer. We've had to change courses completely. And obviously we work with Amazon. This is a really challenging environment to sell anything. I've gone through multiple agencies trying to manage that, and we're still not there a year and a half later. Still a lot of work to do, and obviously it took way more money than I ever expected. I proudly make my products in the U.S. The original concept was medical signage. So our products, it's the highest ends plastics, PETG virgin for the covers and ABS, completely recyclable. And another attribute of the products I wanted to mention is it's completely sustainable. You know, preserves the paper. Even our activity packs come in protective sleeve envelopes. And this complete reuse, which is even better than recycling. And by the way, our plastics are fully recyclable at end of life as well. We're in a new era. We just started the wholesale journey in January, 3 shows under our belt and a couple more in the summer. I'm open to advice.
Well, it's all about trial and error and see which one will work and which one is snap on the
That's right. And don't, I know one thing that we did wrong is if you have a campaign that you've given it a little time and it's no sales, then you got to end it. And I got into some big marketing deals, which didn't have an exit clause. And that was a big mistake as well. Yeah, we could see it wasn't working and it committed the funding. And yeah, that was a mistake.
I see. Thank you for sharing that. Where can people find your product and company online?
We're on Amazon, but we'd much prefer it if you bought from our website at handmoto.com, H-A-N-D-M-O-T-O. We have the best prices there and we ship it quickly. And of course, we have all our products and activity packs there, as well as how-to videos and animations and so forth. Extensive blogs, articles on the subject, and it's always growing. We're always working on that to cover all the various aspects of electronic addiction and benefits of co-parent learning and so forth.
We'll make sure we include that in the show notes. And thank you again for being on our podcast.
Thank you, Jason. Really great talking with you.
For our listener and for tuning in to this episode of our Toy Business Unbox, we really hope you have enjoyed the conversation and find it insightful and inspiring. If you like what you have heard, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. We really appreciate your support and would love it if you can leave us a review and share the podcast with your friend and colleague. For more resource tips and the latest update in the toys and game industry, visit our website at toy-launch.com. Join the conversation and connect with us on social media using hashtag ToyBusinessUnboxed. We'd love to hear your feedback and suggestion for future episodes. Until next time, keep innovating, keep creating, keep bringing joy to toys. This is Jason Shea, signing off on the Toy Business Unboxed podcast. We'll see you in the next episode.